Money Radio, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure now to welcome Dr. Elena George, a surgeon based out of Atlanta, Georgia, also host of her own radio show, Medicine on Call, and author of a new book, Big Medicine, The Cost of Corporate Control, and How Doctors and Patients Working Together Can Rebuild a Better System. Dr. George, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
What's wrong with the current system?
The major problem is it's been centralized and the actual power has been removed from the doctor and the patient. And when the doctors and patients work together, there is inherent a cost savings because you don't do excessive tests and you actually get to the root of the problem instead of big ticket items.
That's been going on for quite some time, though, hasn't it?
It has. It's been moving in the past 15 years towards more of an insurance model where the insurance companies have been driving the access to health care. And unfortunately, we've seen them take the reins, remove the power from the doctor, and also put the patient on the hook to pay more of the out-of-pocket costs called cost shifting.
What is cost shifting?
Higher deductibles, higher coinsurances, just the onus is on the patient to not only pay the premiums, but the first few thousand dollars of the health care. I see patients in my office that have insurance plans where they have to pay up to $10,000 out of pocket before the insurance kicks in the first dime.
And that has been increasing. We're seeing health insurance premiums going up. Of course, they were going up even before the Affordable Care Act.
That's true. But what it's managed to do, and this is not by accident, this is the whole movement behind health care. They try to constrain costs, but it's actually on the backs of the patient. So patients end up self-rationing. They carry an insurance card, but they never use it because they can't afford the out-of-pocket cost. Then you hear that the healthcare costs have dropped, but in actuality, it really means that people are not using the system.
The book, Big Medicine, The Cost of Corporate Control, and How Doctors and Patients Working Together Can Rebuild a Better System. First of all, is it really rebuilding a better system? Did we ever really have a better system?
We actually did. When the insurance companies first came online, Blue Cross is one of the first ones. It was actually a nonprofit created by doctors. And the whole point of it was to cover catastrophic things. So it didn't cover health care from the first dollar. And that's one of the main pieces of the problem. When the insurance company controls the pocketbook, they then control the access. And if we move back towards doctors and patients handling the day-to-day health needs, then you can actually give discounts. You know, it's cheaper at this point for a patient to use their out-of-pocket to pay cash than it actually is to use their insurance card. And that's not set up in a manner that actually works for anybody.
Not many people are doing that, though. I understand you are.
I am, and I'm not alone, actually. There's a movement of doctors, freestanding surgery centers, labs, where we're now offering a cash discount. It's completely transparent. You can go on the website, you can call the offices, and you will know before you walk into a doctor's office what it's going to cost you, before you have a surgery, what it's going to cost you. I can take a patient in Atlanta, and anywhere in the country for that matter, and it's up to 80% less for them to pay out of pocket for that surgery than it is to use their insurance card. And that is reproduced through the laboratory systems, through CT scans, everything. So we're seeing a two-tier system where the insurance companies build in this artificial management administrative cost and the cash-based side where it's make a deal. And it's a big difference in the quality, access, and the convenience is now on the cash basis side. It's called free market medicine.
You say that there is a way to call and get a doctor to give you a price. I've actually tried that, and an hour later still didn't even have a price for a basic office visit.
Well, I would ask you if you call the hospital-owned practice or an independent practice, because they're not the same. So we've had a movement from doctors running their own independent practices where now they've sold their practice to the hospital, and they don't control their costs anymore. There are websites. You can use jointhewedge.com. You can go to the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons. You can go to Surgery Center of Oklahoma. It's all over now where you can actually go directly to a consortium of doctors who will let you know exactly what, you don't even have to talk to them. You just go to their website and see what the cost is. And that's popping up all over. We have direct primary care practices where you pay a monthly subscription, anywhere from $60 to $120 for a family, where everything for that month is covered. If you walk in that doctor's office three or four times, you're not going to pay anything extra. You're just paying for your monthly fee, similar to a cell phone bill. So there are so many different entrepreneurial aspects to the healthcare delivery system that you don't have to have a one-size-fits-all anymore. You can pick what works for you. And medical cost sharing, nobody knows about this, but written into the Affordable Care Act, medical cost sharing is a membership model where people across the country join, pool their resources, and they access the healthcare system as cash pay patients. So you have a company that will work for you to limit the prices, to negotiate rates, and you're just paying a small amount per month, and you share the labor, the burden with other members, and you will not be fined because it's written into the Affordable Care Act. So it's a great system. People just need to know and think outside the box.
Where do we find more information on that? What was the site?
They can go to libertyoncall.org. That's one of the websites that talks about medical cost sharing. They can ask questions. I actually belong to one myself, and as a small business owner, I put my employees on it. I can now afford to cover them in their health care needs, and I can afford it. So it's a great system. People need to learn about that.
It's an interesting idea. Big Medicine by Dr. Elena George. She's our guest today. We thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. And please, if you want to go to my website, drelenagorge.com, you can read more about the book and also about these other aspects of healthcare that I spoke about.